the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. When I wake up in the
morning and the longest... Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock with Hunter. Oh, wait, there we go. I forgot you're on a different mic this morning. There we go. Bridge to Grace as well. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. We just had you guys play another song behind the scenes, which was fantastic. And the only way you can see that is by going to WIRX.com. That's right. We are whorishly plugging our website. So you go there, and we get money for
it. It's awesome. Everybody at the radio station right now is walking by the studio like, what's going on in there, man? Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, that's right. Because this is where the fun happens.
Exactly.
This is where the fun and the sweet sticky lovemaking happens. Speaking of sweet sticky lovemaking, let's get the band cringe. Oh no, they've heard it before from me. I've tried all the lines on these guys. Of course, Bridge to Grace is going to be live at Czar's 505 this Saturday. Come out and see us. See us. Like, hey, I'm going to be there too, guys. You want to come see me?
Come see me. Brock on Saturday night.
That's right.
Come see Brock. Are you going to be there, Brock?
I am. I'm going to be doing slam poetry.
Well, then come see us.
I will be there. I promise. So let's play a quick little game of Would You Rather. Right? Let's do it. Here we go. All right. First one, we're going to start off nice and easy. Nothing too crazy for you. Would you rather take a guaranteed $1 million or a 50-50 shot at $1 billion? What about you, Hunter?
Good luck. Well, my luck, I'll take the million.
Yeah, you take the million? Yeah, you want to win.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I'll take the million.
I'm going big, man.
You're going for the 50-50. Well, of course, you got your two buddies already going for the million, so you got that.
Let it ride.
If anything, we'll get a new RV out of one of them.
I'll just do a million because I don't think they're going to give me any money.
I'm just the drummer.
We ain't giving him anything. All right. Dorito residue on your fingers forever and you can't wash it off, or the roof of your mouth permanently raw from Captain Crunch.
Oh.
Yes. God. Those are both horrible.
I'm going to have to go with Captain Crunch just because, like, how am I going to introduce myself to any, like, women?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Alex. Sorry. I think
that would work in your favor if it was, like, their favorite flavor of Dorito. Yeah. They'd be like, oh, what's up?
Find some chicks you just always sucking on your fingers. Yes. Like, oh, I love you so much.
Life is a Doritos commercial.
I love Cool Ranch.
But everything you touch, though. I mean, you can't ever wear a white T-shirt ever again.
We couldn't play instruments.
Yeah.
I mean, our strings would just be ruined.
Just ruined. You slip it all over the place.
Cheesy
damn
guitar.
It.
How do you get your guitar tone? Cheese dust.
It's amazing. It's the secret, the hottest new secret. Would you rather fist fight a gorilla once or have to put Icy Hot on your taint once a week for life?
God.
See, all right, would you rather...
Look how quick he was on this one.
Would you rather die by a gorilla?
Yes.
Is that question. And then I don't know.
Icy Hot on your taint once.
I would take on the gorilla.
I would take on the gorilla.
David, a gorilla can just rip your arm off.
Probably.
And then beat you to death with it.
I'm pretty confident with taking on the gorilla.
I'm going to Icy Hot. Of course.
This guy right here outside.
Hey, come on. We're doing a show in here. Come on. All right. Let's see. Would you rather get an erection at an inappropriate time, inappropriate time 3 times per week, or have to sing about your erection every time you get one?
I think the first thing already happened.
You get that NARB, the no apparent reason boner. That's what it is. All right. So would you rather get one 3 times a week at inappropriate times or have to sing about it?
I think I'd rather just sing. That'd be fun.
Yeah? Here it comes for you.
Stand tall.
Yeah, that's right.
Walk hard.
Classic.
Nailed it.
Hunter sings about his every time. It's crazy. Yeah. Every morning he walks in, Brock, guess what?
It's a glorious morning.
Damn it, again. All right, would you rather, I think the last time I saw you guys, I asked this one, but I want to see if your answers have changed. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? This old gem.
I think I'd go for the duck-sized horses.
So 100 duck-sized
horses?
100
duck-sized
horses. You kick them.
Yeah, you kick them.
Of course, you'd also have, if you fell down, game over. You're getting trampled to death.
Getting trampled by a little tiny little hoop.
I'd do the horse-sized duck, because I could find a way to kill that one.
That's a huge duck.
That's a really big duck.
Rip its throat out. Can't breathe.
How are you going to rip
Patrick Swayze? Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, just
you see it.
Roundhouse kick it.
Yeah, that's right.
I got it.
And then think about the meal you could have with that duck.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. That's
a horse-sized duck.
Yeah, yeah. Or you tame it and ride it.
I was going to say I break it, and then I'm just riding a horse-sized duck.
Ride it everywhere. That would be pretty cool.
That's almost cooler than riding a dragon.
Because then you can fly. It is almost cooler than riding a dragon.
I want you to... This is very important to me that... I'd know that you know that this is not real, right? Dragons or the horse-sized duck. That's important to me that I confirm that.
Dragons are real.
Dragons are real.
They just don't eat people. They actually eat gold and treasure. That's why they're always sitting on a big pile of it.
We watch a lot of Game of Thrones. So.
Too much, guys. Time to take a break.
We got to get another DVD on the RV.
All right, lastly, would you rather have wiener-sized nipples or a nipple-sized wiener?
Oh, my God.
There is a right answer to this.
Wiener sized nipples.
But think about when it's cold out, though.
I'd tape them. I would tape them down.
Singing a lot, yes.
I just wear a hoodie and tape them down.
Hey, you know when I was really fat a few years ago?
Oh God!
I had salami nipples.
Oh my God.
And I lost a lot of weight, and then honestly, it transferred and everything worked out great. I said my story.
You're very lucky. It could have not ended up great.
I'm so happy about this. Prove it. Start singing, buddy. All right. Well, there you have it, Bridge to Grace. When we come back, we still got you for one more break, and I think we're going to do a very special giveaway. So don't go anywhere.
Yes.
Okay?
Go now.